Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Hey, good night, 0.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And yeah, we are an Odyssey station. And the radio.com app, it's gone. It's now Odyssey. Everything is Odyssey, baby.
That's right. And
you want to listen to The Rock? You want to listen to all the music, the news, the sports, and the podcasts, all that moves you? Then you want Odyssey. Lots of good stuff on Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app today.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, so let's turn down for tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah, get some tequila. It'll be a good time.
Probably a good time.
Yeah, get the good stuff. The Rock has a tequila now, right?
Taramana.
Yeah,
I keep meaning to try it.
I saw him on a TikTok of all things because it was someone's like, "Go ahead, not make a face while having a shot of tequila," and he takes his bottle and chugs. Yeah. It just chugs and keeps chugging. I'm like, wow.
That's
hardcore. Or it's a really smooth tequila.
It's quite the cheat meal he had that day, right?
Right.
I am telling you, boys, I don't know if you keep seeing his tweets, but he keeps hinting and hinting about this presidency thing.
I mean, dude, Young Rock is basically a campaign for it's about him in the future as president.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the whole premise.
Yes. So it's like, the more he starts talking about it, I'm like, did he just make this show and just he's brainwashing all of us to just believe that he's the president in the future? And so we must vote for him. That's how the future is supposed to be.
Wow.
Dude, he's the smartest guy in the world. If there's one guy that wants a former president to run again, it's The Rock. Because, you know what? You have a great shot. You know that half the people don't like that one guy. So you go, hey, I know at least I'm going to get half of those votes. And maybe people, might like me as The Rock as well. What a strategy.
As long as he goes full Rock promo mode when he's doing the debates, like when they're like, hey, competitor, what do you think? And Rock just goes,
it doesn't matter.
That would be fantastic.
Sometimes there are just politicians in general I'd love to be able to say that to.
Yeah. And his vice president should be Mick Foley so they can bring back the Rock and Sock connection.
I love it. Can you be their campaign manager? It seems like you got it all mapped out.
As long as I get to go to those cheat meals with him. I'm in.
Yeah, good call.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Travis in Covington. Travis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Travis, what's up, buddy?
That's all right, Steve.
I vote.
Out of here. All right.
There you go. We got one vote for The Rock.
For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
In what year of the mid-90s was Al Green inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
1994.
No.
96.
No.
92.
No. What TV show featured the fictional band Jesse and the Rippers?
Oh, Jesus. I know that one. Jesse and the Rippers. Fictional TV show. Friends.
No.
No. Dang it. The Full House.
Yes. Neil Armstrong first walked on the moon in what year of the 60s?
1969.
Yes. What are 40? There are 48 teaspoons in what single unit of measurement?
In 48 teaspoons in a cup.
Yes. What is the capital of China?
Beijing.
Yes. Who is known as the Godfather of Soul?
The Godfather of Soul. That's a tough one.
You can pass.
B.B. King?
No.
Pass.
Oh, too much time on that one, Travis, but you got 4 correct.
Yeah, okay, well,
he didn't get to a lot of questions, so, I mean, if you average those out, he did pretty well.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, hey, man, I got shot in the head, so my memory's pretty shot. So
Wait. Dude, how'd you get...
good.
You did.
How'd you get shot in the head?
Oh, I was on a job.
Wait, were you a hitman?
No, I was a paper boy.
You were a paper boy and you got shot?
Wait. Are you kidding me? Are you just pulling our leg or maybe you work for the government? You got shot in the head as a paper boy?
Yes, sir.
What?
How old were you when this happened?
It's 2 years ago.
Whoa. Oh, so you basically you're the guy with the car running around just dropping the papers off. That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And how did you get shot in the head? Was it an accident or was somebody, were you in the middle of bad stuff? What the hell?
Bad news day.
No, I was delivering Saturday morning Seattle Times and a guy left the bar, not in the right mind, and pulled up, didn't say a word to me, shot me in the head and continued firing, hit me like 4 or 5 times.
And you're still alive?
Yeah, you can't stop me.
Clearly.
Wow!
Did you deliver all the papers that morning? That's the most important part.
I did not. I actually did not finish that day.
How much do you remember of that moment? Is it all vivid? Because you hear sometimes with like weird, like traumatic, crazy traumatic experiences, you black out and don't remember like several hours before it even happened.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Whoa.
Did they catch the guy?
Yeah, and they ended up cutting him loose.
How do they cut a guy loose that shoots somebody all the times he shot you? How is he cut loose? I don't understand that. Okay. Well,
that's all he wants to talk about.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, no, he ended up getting a good lawyer, I guess, and they cut him loose.
Damn. I don't understand. That is a travesty right there. I mean, you shoot somebody more than a bunch of times and once in the head and you're walking free. That makes no sense to me.
I think maybe even once there, but yeah.
Wow.
And yeah. I'm sorry.
Google it.
Google it, bitch.
What do we Google? Paper man.
Paper boy shot.
Paper boy
probably
shot.
Probably comes up. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So is it weird delivering papers that had an article about you getting shot in the head in it?
Oh,
I didn't get you, man. I was stuck in a wheelchair for quite a while.
Are you walking around and like pretty functional?
Kinda. You know, they said I'd be in a wheelchair, and 3 months later, I was walking. So
right, dude, are you kidding me?
Wow.
No,
and you know, I don't know how smart you were before, but you seem like you pretty much are responding to all of our questions.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. That's nuts.
Oof. Well, you got to at least try. You know, I've got 2 babies at home, so you know, they said I was going to be in a wheelchair. Oh. I spent every single day going to the YMCA, getting in the water, learning how to walk, and
dude, you're amazing.
You didn't mean to make a movie
in that wheelchair. That wouldn't be too interesting. I deliver newspapers.
Do you want to give a shout out to your kids?
They're 2 and 3, and they don't listen to the radio, so
Well, you know, we need to talk about your parenting, because you're clearly failing them if they're not listening to The Rock already.
Yeah.
They should be able to sing the B. Migs song by now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, raise them the right way, Travis.
Well, Steve, after that, are you ready to play B. Migs?
I don't know. I don't even know. How do I beat a man who can't even shoot him when he doesn't go down?
Well, you answered
it. I get a 9-point handicap, so you got to get like 12.
There you go. Yeah.
Good call. I support this.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What year in the mid-90s was Al Green inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
95.
Yes. What TV show featured the fictional band Jesse and the Rippers?
Full House.
Yes. Neil Armstrong first walked on the moon in what year of the 60s?
1969.
Yes.
Nice.
What? There are 48 teaspoons in what single unit of measurement?
A cup.
Yes. What is the capital of China?
Beijing?
Yes. Who was known as the Godfather of Soul?
James Brown.
Yes. How many cards are dealt face up during a Texas Hold'em flop?
3?
Yes. Patty and Selma are sisters to which Simpsons character?
Marge.
Yes. What are the colors obtained by mixing amounts of two primary colors called?
Secondary color.
Yes. Who played Alex P. Keaton in the sitcom Family Ties? Yes. And Steve, you get a perfect 10, but due to the handicap, you lose.
Yeah, no, you won 10-4, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
A bullet can't stop you, but Steve Migs can.
All I do is
wow. You didn't even like, wow.
Classic heel move.
Wow.
Fair fight champion coming out.
Okay, this
love
is
you, Travis.
And they say that.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
That was amazing.
Today,
yeah.
Buddy. That's a fact. Wow.
Yeah, so instead of just Googling Paperboy shot, holy smokes.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, I would love to know how the hell that the shooter got off. This is what's wrong with our society. That guy should be behind bars, or at least in a rehab center, you know, the mental rehab center. I mean, come on. I mean, he almost ruined this guy's life.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Travis. I love Travis. Nothing can stop him. He's absolutely right.
Yeah,
he's,
came on, beat Migs, man. Did well, and had some fun and told a crazy story.
Wow.
And I got 10 out of 10, most importantly.
Okay, was that really the most important
truth?
Okay, fine. All right, well, it is, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic, where you guide the show. Going to be hard to follow Travis, but you know what? I know you can try. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We got your calls, we got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. This is your opportunity for words to fly out of your mouth, but you got to do it the way Steve wants you.
It's a simple way, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we got to gong you.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So earlier this morning, we were talking about how you don't want to get certain pieces of furniture because you're afraid either your pet or your kid will ruin it. And somebody has a story about that, saying, hey, I have a story about talking about buying new furniture when you have kids. A few years ago, my wife decided to buy a brand new light blue couch when we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, even though I told her, bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, within the first week, our 1-year-old decided to take off her diaper and went pee on it.
Okay.
And then our 3-year-old spilled fruit punch all over it.
Woo!
So I told her, quote, good thing we bought this brand new couch.
Oh, no.
She made me sleep on that couch that night. Well, it's good to test it to see how comfortable it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, especially when your daughter's christened it. That's just delightful.
Mm.
Yeah. Lovely. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you don't buy new things when you got the kids coming. You know, first of all, you got all their toys, which have red, blue, green, yellow, all the bright colors, pink,
yep.
You know, whatever, and it will not go with any of your decor anyway. So it's like, don't even try.
Sometimes I look at the walls in our new house and I'm just like, well, at what point are these going to have crayons all over them? You know, because it's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's going to have a party.
I mean, we were talking, Vicky, off the air, we were talking about just her and her little brother and my
and with little baby Tatum is that once those diapers are off and you give them free rein to run around the house, it is like a ticking time bomb.
Even yes. 3 seconds, you yep. are screwed. There is going to be pee pee on your floor.
Because usually, like, our thing is, like, you know, we'll take set the bath up. She loves taking baths. She's like a little water baby. Aww. So we get it all set up, take off the diaper, all that, and then you let her run free for a few seconds because she just thinks it's awesome running around right. naked, right? But you just, a few days ago, she just stopped and then just started going number one. And I'm just looking, I'm like, I really don't know how to handle this situation. You know yeah. what I mean? Because it's like, I don't want to really yell at her because she has no idea what's going on.
And you can't pick her up and, like, take her anywhere because that's just going to make it worse.
Society frowns on me filming it and putting it on social media, so I couldn't even do that because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Your wife not so much, I guess, right?
That oh, would she would be too pleased about that.
No, you could get in trouble for that, Steve. That right. was a good call.
Right, but it's hilarious. Yeah, it's like, is. Okay, this is harmless. Nothing that a little, like, spot remover and cleanup won't fix. It's nothing like she didn't do anything terrible, and if she did, so we figure it out from there. But I was just like, I thought it was the funniest thing because she just stopped and just like, stop, pee time.
It really is a whole difference in your life. You know, that's why it's really good to go play house for a while before you have a kid get involved. Then you can do the nice, set it up the way you want, have the house mm-hmm. the way you want, because then you'll realize when the kids come, you do not care about any furniture, any this or any that, because you've got no energy and they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to be just walking around being like living sprinkler systems.
And that's yet another example of things kids can do that adults can't. Like, I can never run around my house just buck naked and just stop and go number one. I think my wife would be very upset with me.
I mean, technically, you could.
I could. Yeah,
you could.
I pay the bills.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what? Yeah. I'm doing it today.
And shout go. That as you're Woo, doing it.
I pay the bills.
And I think you could record that and start your own OnlyFans page, actually. So that would be
interesting. Yeah.
So you could make some extra money on the side.
Oh, yeah. If it's enough, I could cover all the damage I'm causing from doing this.
This is a wonderful idea.
Hey, we talked about wall drug earlier. Someone just said, hey, I never heard of wall drug before in my life until this morning when you guys were talking about it. I just saw a bumper sticker today that said, where the heck is wall drug?
Oh, so this.
Whoa.
And I don't know how we got started on this. Oh, because there was a question about you know, what's the biggest city in North Dakota, yeah. And Steve then talked about how when he took his trip from New York out to Seattle all those years ago, he saw the signs for Wall Drug, and he bought those signs, said, I got to see this city.
Well, hell, even our production director, Jason, he popped in during the commercial break and was just like, I've stopped at Wall Drug multiple times. In fact, when I bought a car, I was buying it. He was buying it in that area, and he made it a point to stop at Wall Drug to get a coffee mug.
Oh, yeah. I want to go. I know it's going to be like, you know, nothing, but at the same time, it's going to be something. I got to convince my wife because I didn't get to do it. I just got to figure out how to get her to.
I don't know. You say there's nothing to do, but I'm checking out their website, and they say they have a thing that says things to do, and they've got shopping. Restaurant,
shopping,
a backyard, and there's a map of all of the things to do.
Wow,
there's a dinosaur you can take a picture in front of,
and a jackalope you can ride.
Can you count them all on one hand? All the things you can do in Wall Drug. That's what I want to know.
You get water with ice for free.
Oh well, that's cool.
That's right.
And I forgot about the free ice.
I did look into it. It's about an hour away from Mount Rushmore. So there you go. Oh.
What do you do first?
I feel like,
I think Mount Rushmore first,
yes.
Because that's kind of a letdown.
And yeah, then, Mount Rushmore is a letdown.
And then you go to Wall Drug, and then you'd be amazed.
Or so letdown again.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make that choice, Steve? Because I had to make the choice between Mount Rushmore and Wall Drug. Did you make the choice and not go to Mount Rushmore?
I'll be completely honest with you. I had no idea where Mount Rushmore was, so I didn't even know that was an option when we were driving over. Mount Rushmore just seemed like in a foreign place to me when I was growing up, so I never bothered to know what city or state it was in. So when we were making that trek, unless the other two people I moved out there with had that conversation without me knowing, that wasn't even an option.
Yeah.
I think I would have rather gone to Mount Rushmore, though, if at that time. Now knowing that it's kind of a letdown, I think Wall Drug was the better choice.
Yeah, it's just, for some reason, it's made to look very epic on all the movies and TV shows that we've seen, and it looks so small in person. I mean, it's definitely there. It's
now you know what it feels like to be a woman, BJ. It's crazy. Sorry.
Wow. All right, there we go. It is. Okay, thank you, Victor. Thank you. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
It would not be Listeners on the Loose if we did not talk a little food. And this texture has a very good question and simple. What is your go-to food when stressed?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
If you had to pick one thing.
Well, it's funny you bring this up as you guys are thinking about it, because I just read an article that says that what I thought was why I went to this kind of food, because I love sweets. I just love, give me, usually like if there's Zingers around, which is kind of like a Twinkie made by the same company, Hostess.
Right.
If I'm stressed, I want a Zinger. It's like, that's like, give me my comfort food. I used to think it was because I was stressed. And apparently there's a fancy place in England, University of Cambridge. They say that there is no connection between having a lot of stress and yourself and losing self-control when it comes to eating a whole bunch of junk food. And I always thought I was a stress eater for that reason.
I don't know if I believe them.
I don't believe them either.
I don't believe this either.
Well, you actually won't believe a study. This is awesome.
I finally joined
the dark side.
I have to, though. That's the problem, Steve. I can say I don't believe it, but eventually I'm Sammy Scientist. They're saying the two things just aren't related in our brains. They say binge eating is not caused by stress-induced impulsivity. It says stress alters brain activity but doesn't prompt binge eating, which is contrary to the theory. So then they haven't told us then what makes us want to binge eat.
So do you think
it's not stress?
So does stress make you lose willpower?
Oh, interesting.
Well, I know what makes us lose willpower. They have figured that out, and that is all the electronics that we have. We definitely have less willpower than our parents and our grandparents because of all the email and all the phone stuff that we do. They never had that. So by the end of the night, our willpower is sapped because we've used so much energy engaging on these devices. That was done by some Rochester PhD.
I'm wondering if it's just socially acceptable to use as an excuse. I'm stressed out, so I'm going to have a giant slice of red velvet cake, which is
love
mine.
This plan, Vicky. I'm going to use it. I'm using it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, still, I think my first thought, I'm going to stick with it, is cookies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was mine as well.
Any particular cookie or?
Yes. The Snickerdoodle cookie from Jackson's at the gas station.
Oh,
it used to be the caramel cookie, but I've made the transition, guys. And I have to apologize. I've been hyping up the caramel cookie for as long as I have.
And now you're off the caramel cookie?
I don't think I've had a better Snickerdoodle than that Snickerdoodle cookie.
Oh, I love Snickerdoodle.
And I love Snickerdoodle cookies.
Wow. You were like caramel kid.
It's still, dude, don't get me wrong. Like, I've gone there where the Snickerdoodle was out, and luckily they had the caramel. So it was like, oh, bummer. I'll eat that one instead.
See, I can never get those cookies because they also sell Zingers. And how am I going to turn that down?
Right. You can just get both.
Now, I've got a question because I was thinking, because you said cookies and all your cookies are great, but then I realized that mine might not actually be a cookie. Fig Newtons. Now, I can, like, they'll sell them in little sleeves, just the single sleeves.
Fig Newtons? You like Fig Newtons?
I love Fig Newtons. I'll put a whole sleeve of those away when I'm feeling down.
Aren't they supposed to kind of be good for you?
I thought so, and that's kind of why I gravitated towards them, but I looked at the nutritional stuff. That's not the case.
Oops.
No, it's got fruit in it, but I mean, it's cookie fruit.
That's like saying, I'm having strawberry ice cream. It's healthy. It's strawberries.
Yeah, that was my whole mentality. Guess what? That doesn't go very far.
I like Fig Newtons if they're in front of me and they're there. But if you said, okay, go get something, wow, that's not what I'd pick.
I'll eat them if they're free.
Oh, I will literally go to the store specifically for Fig Newtons. I've done it multiple times.
Mr. Meeks, would you like a Fig Newton? Is it free?
Yes.
No, thank you, then.
Well, dude, that's part of why I love that we have Crumble Cookie and Puyallup, but I am so glad that it's out of the way. Like, it's not on my way home. It's actually a pain and a chore to get to it because of Meridian, and, I'm nowhere really near it. So if I'm going there, it has to be a destination. It's not on a whim. Because if it was, I'd be getting a freaking Crumble Cookie every day.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm with you on that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's that's the problem with having a Met Market on Mercer Island, is that I cannot. I mean, when I go in there, I literally have to have a pep talk with myself in the car. You are not getting one of their cookies, because the Met Market, the cookie, is insane, and I love it. And it's, oh, man. And it's right near me. I walked by it yesterday, and I really feel good because I was like,
it's a good cookie.
Oh, I kept walking. Oh, man, I kept walking.
Nice willpower.
And then I went to Starbucks and had a chocolate chip cookie. So, never mind.
I legit, since Mondays seem to be our Crumble Cookie update day.
Oh, yeah.
I went to
sleep. New flavors every Monday.
I went to sleep last night and I dreamt of Crumble Cookies. Just like putting all the cookies together like a cookie lasagna and taking one big bite like Scooby-Doo does. Just And that was my dream last night, because it's all we talk about.
That was the dream you had? That's awesome.
It's a great dream, and I'm very disappointed it wasn't real, but that just triggered it.
I like that Vicky has just come up with my new favorite thing. Cookie lasagna.
Cookie lasagna.
That could be the greatest invention in the history of humankind. All right, I'm going to have to try. Because, you know, crumble cookie gives you those icing cookies. So you definitely have something between the cookie, like the sauce is between the lasagna.
Oh my gosh.
I like this. Or you know, the ricotta.
Level of just gluttony.
Yeah.
Oh,
cookie
I'm
lasagna.
Sorry.
I'm in. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're not stopping, buddy.
No, I mean, you don't have to twist my arm to have a slice of a cookie lasagna. Who's going to make it?
It's going to be called Steve brings in a box of cookies
and just layers them.
Yeah, we can make it here.
But I kind of want it to look like a lasagna, like one of those like pans and everything.
You can get some ricotta cheese or something.
Oh, okay.
Listen, you some cream cheese.
Vicky's dream didn't have anything about any of that, but all right, whatever you want.
All right. Well,
whatever you want to do. It is, listeners.
Vicky's showing me Crumble's website, and it's drizzling icing on it, and it's like
I'm
corn.
Not showing it to you. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
And we're all just drooling.
Yeah, that's a fact. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll take those at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just said, I actually got a couple texts today about this. Someone said, Migs, did you see that Dave Grohl is jamming with Mick Jagger? How lucky of a dude. Have you heard the song yet? I have, and it's super fun, and it's funny.
I have not heard this song.
So Dave Grohl, of course, is being Dave Grohl, decides, I'm going to record a song with Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. So Mick plays guitar and sings on it. Dave plays guitar, also plays drums on it, maybe throws bass on it too. I have no idea, but he posted a thing on the Foo Fighters social media page saying, hard to put into words what recording this song with Sir Mick Jagger means to me. It's beyond dream come true. Just when I thought life couldn't get any crazier, and it's the song of the summer, without a doubt. Song's called Easy Sleazy, and it's weird because Mick Jagger lyrically is singing about like what has happened in our world these days. Like we're on Zoom, TikTok. Like I never thought Mick Jagger would ever work the words TikTok into a song, but he did in this one.
Wow.
So we have a sample of it if you want to hear it, BJ.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this.
Put on weight, I'll have another drink.
like it, man. This is
it's fun.
I just downloaded it.
You just downloaded it? Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
See, you can do two things at once.
That was really catchy. I didn't expect it to be that catchy. I mean, I know with like Dave Grohl and stuff, but most of the time I don't really expect it to be that catchy with Mick Jagger singing.
He kind of lit a little bit of a fire under Mick's ass because, you know, I think Mick's just, well, I mean, he's not young. And he got a bit of, I mean, not that Dave's like this young whippersnapper, but he's remarkably younger. And it just has like a nice youthful vibe. It's kind of cool to hear Mick singing like that.
And dude, listen, because Dave is in my demographic. I mean, he's a little younger than me, but I think Dave's in his 50s. And he grew up with Mick Jagger being the king. The Rolling Stones were, when you speak of rock and roll, Rolling Stones definitely top three, top five while he was growing up. What an amazing experience for him to be able to do that with Mick Jagger.
I like when Texas says, actually, Mick Jagger is the lucky one. You know, in a weird way, I bet Mick's feeling that way. Like, this is kind of cool. I get to do something that... maybe more people, and not that he needs more people paying attention to him, he's Mick Jagger, but you know, he's probably opening, he's being turned on to different people that maybe weren't even paying attention to Mick.
Well, and I dug that tune. I don't know, because I know the Stones, I don't know if they're working on a whole new album, but he released it early, and that was Ghost Town, because he felt like that was appropriate for what the world during Sheltering in Place felt like. I like that tune. It was a bluesy rock feel to Ghost Town that, the Stones did. So, I mean, look at Mick, 102 years old or whatever. I mean, and he's still relevant in the world of rock and roll. It's pretty amazing.
Speaking of rock and roll, we have a very important question. I'm very excited to hear what everyone's answer would be to this one. They said...
Alrighty.
What do you think is the all-time stripper song, rock music only?
Oh. Oh, I mean, there's only one, right?
Yeah, really, that's what I think.
Oh, ooh, I wonder if it's the same one, BJ.
Oh, it's got to be. You and I.
This?
I mean, yeah.
It's Dominic the Donkey. Yeah, we got Donkey Roll.
My will to live, that's what that is.
Sorry. My bad, he said rock. There we go, to the main stage.
Dominica
the donkey.
Having a good time. Keep it going.
If I was a stripper during Christmas time, that would definitely be my go-to.
Well, I mean,
put it on your OnlyFans page, Vicky. On Christmas time, you do that. You whatever you want.
You sing Dominic the Donkey on your OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, just keep it off the show.
I'm so excited.
With a mouthful of candy canes.
Wow.
Do not care as long as it's not on the show.
I mean, I did sing Dominic the Donkey with whipped cream in my mouth for money.
That's very true.
It wasn't for me.
BJ
sang
it too, and he loved it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly how that went. Yeah.
All right. What are you guessing? I'm guessing Def Leppard.
Yes.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have said in documentaries, I wish I had the audio clip of it, but they have said that album was probably not going to be a success because they already put out a single. It didn't do all that great. And obviously, Hysteria is like such a loved record. But it was when they finally picked up traction in the adult gentlemen's clubs with Pour Some Sugar on Me, then all of a sudden the song started picking up on radio and blew up, and then that album became like 10 million copies sold, maybe even 15 million copies sold.
Yeah,
and they do thank strippers for making that song and them successful.
Yeah, they, you know, it's funny. It's like they were like, you know, now you see music and video games. Rock Band gives a lot of music attention. Of course, movies and TV shows. But the strippers were the first ones to go, you know what? We'll promote it for you. And another form of entertainment, giving them some love.
So if we were making like a stripper rock dance playlist, I mean, I would definitely pour some sugar on me. In another texture, I agree. Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah.
You got to go with that one. How about Porn Star Dancing? You ever heard that song?
Oh, I don't know if I get one. Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah. I can't remember who gosh.
I think it was Jimmy. Jimmy did it.
It was Jimi Hendrix. You're absolutely right.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Was it like Hollywood Undead or
My Darkest Days?
My Darkest Days. That's what it is. You could go with the band Far. They covered Pony.
I got to be thinking.
My Pony?
Usually some In Excess song's got to be in there, right? What is that? Something about you. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Is that I Need You Tonight?
I need you tonight. Call. That's it. Yeah, that's good. I mean,
that's
knew
a good
the beat.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I might have seen that at a club or two.
I think we're forgetting a really good one.
Oh, really? Well, all right then.
Nine Inch Nails Closer.
Closer.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Buck Cherry Crazy Bitch.
Yep.
Warrant's Cherry Pie, when Dexter said.
Well, yeah, you got that one. Yep.
What about Talk Dirty to Me by Poison?
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
What about Theory of a Dead Man, Bad Girlfriend?
Yes. Or Nickelback's Animals.
Ooh. Ooh, all right. Yeah, we got some good ones. You know what? We've come up with an entire playlist.
Whore by In This Moment.
Whoa.
I mean, can be your whore. Oh, it's so good.
And that's a rather, you know, very not so subtle way of doing things.
Just right to the point there, yeah.
And it would be badass to watch some girls do pole tricks.
Hotel California by Eagles. That might be the only time I like that song.
Never thought about that, but okay.
No.
Yeah, I think we'll have to let that one.
I think we got a good start to a playlist.
Yeah,
right,
solid one, yeah.
Nice job, texters.
Good job, people.
We appreciate you. Rev talked about Fig Newtons, and somebody actually agrees that they are awesome.
Nice!
They say, I love Fig Newtons. Their marketing, though, is a paradox, though. On their commercials, they claim that they're not cookies, but on the package it says, fruit chewy cookies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't sure if they were a cookie or not, but I really do love Fig Newtons.
They really do sort of fit into some other category, but, you know, still a tasty treat. But I'm sorry, when you've got crumble cookies and you've got Zingers and Oreos and things, I just am not reaching for the fig.
Well, I mean,
for the fig. Newton.
I get that, but I can literally go down to the corner store, get a little sleeve of them, and that's enough for, well, I mean, serving size is 2, but I eat the sleeve.
Is it because of the small delivery system? Is that why?
Oh, yeah, it's super easy.
Yeah.
You just shove it in my mouth.
All right, barely an inconvenience. All right, I love that.
Perfect. I think that's one of life's like just ultimate middle fingers. When you get a thing of cookies and they say serving size 2, who can just eat like 2 Oreo cookies?
Exactly. Oh, you're right, dude. And then it's like, well, unless it's resealable, you go, well, I got to figure it out. All right. Honestly, even if it is resealable, I go, well, I can't leave it.
I mean, it should be serving size 1 sleeve,
right? Yeah. Just let me know what the whole, you know, the nutrition is on all of that instead of making me do math while I eat these.
Right, just say, look, it's a lot of calories. We know you're coming to us. You're not expecting to drop LBs.
Yeah.
Just eat a whole sleeve. Don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was always the challenge for them is like, this used to be a serving, but now you're like, you know, or at least what people would buy for themselves. And you go, oh, this is way too much. We better tell them there's 2 servings in here. That'll save it. And then they can put half the, basically, they can make it look like it's not that caloric. But it is. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
So you said earlier you guys were talking about the most memorable things that we've seen on TV. Mine, it's more of it's in the sports genre as well. Jermaine Kearse, the game-winning catch against the Packers during the NFC Championship game. I still get chills rewatching that game.
Boy, Jermaine Kearse almost had 2 amazing catches when you think about it.
Two amazing catches.
He did, yeah. I should say game-winning amazing catches. That would have been amazing had we scored. You know, how he held on to that down by the 1, whatever, the 5-yard line, or wherever the hell it was, he caught that. And then, of course, we know what happens later.
No, that would have been a catch that people have been talking about forever. And earlier, BJ, you mentioned how like you were wishing that like, hopefully one day we'll have an incredible documentary about the Pete Carroll era of the Seahawks. And so a few people brought up a good point. I've seen parts of this and it's very good and very well done. It's done by a fan and it's called Rain City Redemption. And it's a YouTube documentary. It's like multiple parts and it's about Pete Carroll and John Schneider taking over and changing the Seahawks.
Yes, that's
really well done.
I figured it had to be out there or it would be out there soon because, I mean, what a great story. And every time you think of Beast Mode, it really is. That was the beginning of people going, oh my gosh, there's something magical happening here.
And the whole thing is like they just use a lot of clips from interviews and press conferences and they piece it together and are really well, it's very well made. So if you want to find something, if you're a Seahawks fan, just look up Rain City Redemption on YouTube.
I have to look that up, Steve. I don't think I realized that was there. And you know what? With YouTube Premium, I can download that to my tablet.
Well, aren't you fancy?
So fancy. Maybe I'll be watching that, you know, any place I want to watch those kind of things without even having to have any Wi-Fi or internet connection.
Well, why don't you go do that?
I'm fancy, is what I'm telling you.
Look at you.
Oh, you know, it's what I do. All right, well, we have to, you know, talk about the top life skill because you probably, you know, you need to know about life skills. And what do you think is the top life skill that we wish we would have learned in school? I'll tell you at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And I want to ask you folks, man, what are the life skills that you wish they taught you in school? Because we talk about this from time to time whenever we have Todd Peach on. There's things they don't teach us in school that would really be good to be learned.
How to shuffle a deck of cards.
Okay, well, that was one of my favorite things, watching you play poker.
It's embarrassing.
Surprisingly not on the list. I'm sorry, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, for me, of course, even though my dad tried to teach me, but I was like the rebellious kid. And yeah, there's nothing you can say I'll ever want to learn. But he was right. I should have learned how to save money better.
Yeah.
And really, all of these, the top three are about cash. How to save money, how to budget and organize your finances at number two, and how to invest, which is number three. And those are the things that you kind of need to know that when you get to be a little older, they'll help you out a bit. And they didn't teach us a damn thing about that in school.
Yep. So shuffling cards didn't make this list.
It did not make the list. I'm sorry, Steve. I know that's an important skill for you to have, but they don't. Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got skills, and he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
You have a toy urinal?
It looks like a frog mouth, and there's like a little spinny thing so you can aim at it, and it spins.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds fun.
It's freaking awesome.
Send me a link. I'm going to hit up the guys at that run the gym that I go to and see if they can put this in the bathrooms.
Oh, that
just replace all the urinals with those?
Yeah.
That'd actually be really cool.
You can just have mine. He's only used it to fill it up with water.
Usually I would say no to a used urinal, but you know what? That sounds fine.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.